When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, besides that, though, now you have 50 Cent coming for you every single day. But listen, why does 50 Cent want to keep on coming?
Hold on. I'm not going to stay on him. We're just going to talk the facts of this man. Because, again, I can't say too much because, it's getting ready to go down. My thing is this.
What do you mean it's getting ready to go down, Zeno? We have Benzino, a hip-hop icon, Source Magazine, loving hip-hop. I mean, he's been in the game for probably over 20 years now. Yeah, he's training for his daughter, Koi Leray. He's training for 50 Cent. He's training for Shauna Brooks. He has a lot going on. No, I go back with Benzino. I've been knowing Benzino for a very long time. Like, probably, I met him when I was 18 years old in Miami. I met him when I was like 18 in Miami. I was walking down the street in Miami. Then I'm like, wait, the Source, that's Benzino. You know what I'm saying? From the Source magazine, you know, me being a little journalist and stuff. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? And that type of thing. And I have a photo with him. And then he told me about going to some party in Miami. I was like with a bunch of models. And that's when I thought I was like doing some modeling shit and King magazine, wild shit. So he was on, he was booming. He was sitting there with his cornrows on the side and stuff. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, okay, come to this party. And I, was like fucking in the model game then. And I thought I was a little bad bitch. And I thought I knew who's who. And so I was like, yeah, I'll be there at the party. You know, that's just, my world is different now. He's good. He's cool. You know what I'm saying? Benzino, a little bit stubborn, hard-headed, He has a lot of different views, but he's him. He's authentic. So he's not going to ever sugarcoat shit. He just is who he is. And that's what I respect about him. He's not fake ever. And when I call him, though, he's going to always pick up. He's not going to be, and he's going to listen to what I have to say and take it for in count. Like right now, he's probably thinking about this interview like, whoa, Rock is crazy. Da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? Like, we go back and forth about shit, but that's just how it is. That's how it's been. Like, it's all love. It's no negative ill will. So he just said some interesting things about 50 Cent, that 50 Cent's on paperwork and, different shit like that. I don't know if it's true or not, but hey, like, it probably is if Benzino said it. I'm not sure. I haven't fact-checked and looked up for 50 Cent paperwork. But hey, fuck it. We got the legendary icon in the building, Benzino. He's at the crib, okay? What's going on, Zeno?
What's up, Rock? How you doing, mama?
It's good, good. So it's you versus the planet right now.
Zeno versus the planet. That's my new single on all platforms. And yeah, I'm basically addressing everything. I'm addressing that there's a lot of things going on in my life. First of all, I want to say congratulations to you and my man, Taco Mel.
Hey. For the new
baby. First and foremost, y'all are my people. I got to represent.
definitely.
Taco Mel's the best tacos in L.A. on Crenshaw. Check them out. You know what I mean?
We need the plug. Shout out to Benzino. Okay, with the plug.
been going through a lot lately.
Yeah. I know. I mean, what in the hell is happening here? I'm sitting here, I'm like, yo, I'm watching the blogs every single second, right? And everybody is coming for you, like, every moment. I'm like, yo, what is going on? So, with Shauna Brooks, that's her name, right?
Shauna Brooks, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So yes. So Shauna Brooks, so how did that whole situation even start, exactly?
All right, so I shot a movie called False Advertisement, which is directed by an amazing talent. His name is Cricket, goes by the name of Cricket. His girl, Duchess, from Black Ink, they came up with this script. And ironically, it's a movie about gay and straight acceptance. I don't want to give too much of the movie, but I can say this. So I've been doing my movie thing lately, but most of the movies I've done is like me playing the bad guy or street guy. And I don't mind playing those roles. Those roles come easy. But when Cricket told me about this particular movie, it was like, wow, I want to be able to, you know, it's a comedy drama, but it touches on a lot of serious topics as far as straight people and gay people and their relations.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be a good way to expand my chops a little bit, as they say. And I took the role willingly. Like, I wanted to take the role. Now, I play a straight man that is the boss of an advertising agency. Shauna Brooks must have been in the movie. Well, is in the movie. And I've never done a scene with Shauna Brooks. I haven't seen Shauna Brooks on set to this day. I still haven't even met Shauna Brooks in person.
Wait, what? So, wait, hold on. You haven't met her in person?
No. In person. I've never met Shauna Brooks.
So, no. Well, then I'm so confused about this, right? If you never met her.
I mean, you know why? You know why you're confused?
Yeah.
Because the way people use the internet and use words and clickbait, it's confusing everybody. And you got to realize this.
Yeah.
The internet, we've been popping, like, let's say the internet's 20-something years old, but really people are just starting to, what's happening to me is the result of the bullshit of the internet, because all these videos that are being posted, even the Shauna Brooks controversy, whatever you want to call it, all that shit is 2 years is old or more. The Althea video.
But why did
everything
Shauna...
Everything is old videos.
Yeah, but...
And, okay.
But wait, Zena, it
seems like it's new, and you know it's defamation and slander, and you know.
But
one
why?
Thing
but
I can de- say before,
wait, Benzino, why is it defamation and slander though? Like what
well,
is?
Well. Listen. You know, and Harvey knows this, and I'm sure that's why Harvey didn't touch this, because Harvey's a lawyer and he's smart. He knows where to cross the line as far as slandering people. These other bloggers, like Tasha K, for instance. She just lost $4 million with a lawsuit with Cardi B that took no time to happen. And the reason it took no time is because these bloggers, they're not journalists. They didn't go to school. They don't understand the do's and don'ts of this. They don't understand where they could be liable for this.
Yeah.
And when I look at the bloggers over the years, I've seen many times where people were defamed and slandered. They just never sued her. So my thing is, Cardi B sued and she won $4 million quick at the blink of an eye. And it was because, you know, of posting things and drawing a narrative that hurts the character of who we are. And that's what they did with me with Shauna Brooks.
But
and that's what they're doing me on a lot.
But
you
wait,
know, you could post,
wait, hold on.
You just
Zena,
can't
wait,
post,
hold on. Let's go. Let's wait. Let's hold on. Let's go through each one though, right? Real quick, right? Because I'm really confused, right? So you and Shauna Brooks, right? Your conversation that allegedly happened, right? Did that conversation,
no, the conversation
ever happen?
Happened.
Okay.
That's my voice.
Yes, exactly. So then the conversation happened, right? And then you and Shauna Brooks. For that conversation happened, was the conversation taken the wrong way? Like, what was the situation?
Where
does it go weird at?
This is what happened. The director, Cricket, Shauna Brooks must have asked Cricket for my number, was trying to get in contact. She wanted to talk about the crab trap and I guess, you know, movie stuff, but also that we had, you know, she did Love and Hip Hop and we have friends in common. I guess she just wanted to meet me, all right? Now, I'm going to say this, where I come from in Boston, I didn't grow up around gay activities, gay men. It just wasn't around my neighborhood in the 80s and in the late 70s.
Yeah, but
and if it was,
there's nothing wrong.
Was,
but there's nothing wrong with gay activity, though.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just speaking my piece and my truth.
Yeah.
My truth is I never grew up around it. So as you go along in life, this is new to you. This lifestyle. When you grow up all your life. And you're taught and everything you see is men and women. When I started seeing the gay situation, it was really marches where I started to kind of understand of it's being a lifestyle and not a movement. I hate to use that word because it's not there. But basically, these are human beings and these are how people are. I had to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
That had to be for a street guy growing up with a street guy father and with a masculine father, an alpha male father. This is what was my influences. So I never So the gay situation is brand new to me growing up. Now, as I've grown up and as I've matured,
yeah,
I realized that I was very narrow-minded, but not to my fault. What the gay community has to understand is that people have to come out of their own, get into their own comfortability with this, and that might take time and more understanding and more learning, which happened with me. So now...
So wait, what happened with you? Like, what do you mean? Like,
I mean, I would never hang out with a gay man before. I would never be around a gay man. Like, based on how I grew up, I just wouldn't. But I was narrow-minded.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand. And that was to my fault. But I fixed it. And I got more mature. I learned more about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I learned about everything. I learned about everything I need to learn about to really accept these people in my life as friends, my family members, and love them and care about them. Which I'm there now.
Okay, that's good. Now, you and Shauna Brooks' relationship,
now,
right?
Wait, but the transgender thing now,
yeah,
I have it. The transgender thing, I probably was where I was way back then with the gay man thing. Because you got to understand, Rock, you know, it's the LGBTQ and a couple other letters that I might not know. But these lifestyles are very, very different. And as a straight man and a straight person, the way I go about it, so for me to be comfortable, to communicate, to be around, to understand, you know, to assimilate, then I have to come to my own terms with certain things. So I had never communicated prior to Shauna Brooks with a transgender.
But was Shauna Brooks trying to out you and said like she's tired of being silent? Like
No. Again, it's semantics. Okay, let's talk about the conversation.
Okay.
When I talked to Shauna Brooks the first time, it was strictly about, hey, how you doing? Because I'm loving hip hop. You have the Crab Trap. I would love to rent it out. I had some people with the entertainment. She does acting. I said, yeah, I'm trying to act. Bum, bum, bum. The conversation was kind of groundbreaking to me because here I am talking to a transgender. And the first thing in my mind is, man, if anybody thinks I'm talking to a transgender, I knew what the consequences were.
But it shouldn't be no consequences. It's just a regular conversation.
But you know what, Rock? What's happening now is the consequences.
And you're right.
And you're right. It shouldn't be. And that's why, you know, first of all, when she called, it was like, damn, you know, Cricket didn't tell me. I don't even remember. But I'm going to respect everybody. I'm going to respect Cricket. I'm going to respect that we're in the same movie. I'm Shauna. So we're communicating. Because you got to remember, there was transgenders on Love & Hip Hop. See, back then...
I mean, they're not different people. They're just people,
Listen. Everything that you're saying, you don't have to say to me.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, and each individual, Raquel, has to come into their own ways of dealing with something that's new to them. And people have to respect that. So it's not like I have to be explained. Hey, they're just like, I understand, but there's still... But it's new to me, and because it's new, it's going to take some time for me to understand, just like it did with gay men. That's why these letters, they're totally different. It's not, to me, I used to think it's one big community, but I'm noticing different now. We'll touch on that in a second. The first conversation went like that. Althea, at the time, found out that I was communicating with a transgender and runs on the internet and said, oh, he's fucking with the transgender. She's the first one that tried to do all this craziness.
But why did Althea think that you were having relationships with...
Because I was on the phone with the transgender man. That's why. So automatically, like I thought, Raquel, that's what everybody's going to think. That's where we are with society. Maybe 70 years from now, people won't think that. Maybe. But right now, this is still a thing where... If a straight man is communicating with them, they're automatically going to think that they're dealing with them.
But what's Shauna Brooks' take on this? Because I thought she said that.
Listen, you got to ask Shauna Brooks. My thing is this: I'm telling you my take.
Yeah.
Right. After that is when the second conversation or the third, or we might have had three conversations on the phone. I don't remember, but it was never ever sexual. Never, ever anything where she came on to me or I can't, was never none of that. My situation with Shauna was, look, I seen a transgender, at least I was maybe naive, that just wanted to be accepted and just wanted to be cool with a straight male without trying to fuck with him. Now, and just to be cool and just to be finally accepted in society, not just, see, because you know one thing about these transgender people, these people?
Don't categorize everybody in one.
Don't categorize
all transgender for the same because everyone's different. You can't ever categorize anybody in one category.
But listen, imagine being a transgender. You are an object of sex by men who don't want nobody to know that you're dealing with them. So now they got to go through life like that.
But Benzino, you can't say that. It's not true. Because
that's what
some transgenders will say that they may see different. But I said everybody sees different.
You're not listening, Rock.
Yeah.
Shauna Brooks said a whole tweet saying the same thing what I just said. I'm tired of being a men's toys, and I'm tired of being. When you look at the tweet, she never said Benzino. She's playing off of this bullshit, click and bait bullshit. He, she, to fucking be like, oh well, men this and men that. She cannot lie. We never met. So she has to play with this to get clout, fame, clicks, and everything. All these other motherfuckers trying to do it.
So why won't you just say that I never met Benzino and it's not true? Why can that happen?
While somebody asks her that. While somebody just say, hey, have you even met Benzino? Why somebody ask her? She's playing with semantics, with words to make it seem like it. Now, let me get to the conversation of what you heard, because this is important to me.
Okay.
I'm explaining to her that this is all new to me, and exactly why I didn't want to talk in the first place was because of what's happening. Now, she's taking it like it's nothing. I'm like, yeah, it's nothing to you, because you're not going to be judged like that. Like I said on there, I don't watch porn. I don't watch gay porn. I'm not gay. When I said, yeah, look at how they got you and look at how you went. Yes, they can make somebody look like Kim Kardashian, right? All right. I mean, the doctors have gotten real good. Yes. And will fool motherfuckers at first sight.
But were you fooled by Shauna at first?
Listen, this is no disrespect.
Yeah.
But in order for a person to transition, they have to take, I did my research. They have to take a lot of medicine and pills to maintain them being a woman from a man. If they don't, I don't care how beautiful they made you and how many guys you can fool, because it happens. You will grow a mustache and beard if you don't take these pills. So now you're looking at this beautiful model-esque woman that you're transitioned to, but if you don't take these pills, ultimately the men testosterone and things come out of you. So
well,
now you look like a beautiful, now you would look like a beautiful woman with a full beard and mustache. Now, how odd that would be. All I'm saying is this.
I don't know about the process of transgender and stuff and what you have to go through. I'm not going to lie to you.
If we're going to talk about it, Rob, I do suggest you research.
What does a transgender process, though, have to do with any of this, though?
It has everything to do with everything because of the mindset of a transgender. Like, again, we're talking mindset. Put yourself in the mind of a transgender transitioning woman that is only being, again, sexual. Their thing is sexual. It's not just in society.
No, because some of them actually really feel like they...
Even though they're human beings and everything,
I know, but
the general public look at it as, oh, you're out here having sex with men, and the first thing they're not thinking about.
But it's they're
not thinking about a woman working, being a regular woman.
Yes,
But in real life, though,
even if someone was having sex with a transgender, or if they were having sex with a man or woman, that's no one's business. Let's make that clear. It doesn't matter at all. That's not no one's business.
I don't worry about it. I've never in my life worried about who's fucking who or who's in the bedroom. I don't care. Look it. I got two partners. I'm opening up my crab trap. Finally, the biggest Benzino's crab trap ever. Cashmere Lux.
Yeah.
My two partners for the last 6 months who I care about, and they are my brothers and my friends now. You know what I'm saying? Because we've been working to get the car. They are married men of 21 years.
That's good.
Married men of 21 years. One was in the Navy for 30, retired Navy man that cooked for senior office galleys. The other one was an executive chef for 30 years, his family with restaurants. They're the perfect partners for me. I don't give, I respect their love for each other. Uh-huh. I respect that I'm learning more as I go along. But I'm very comfortable with me, so I can be with them. Then it came to a couple of my events, rap events. I can have a conversation with them and not give a fuck about who thinks what. A transgender, we just haven't reached that yet, Rock. I haven't.
Yeah.
So when I'm,
but
so
why
when
are you,
I'm on the phone
I know, but you don't
Shana
have to
Gomez,
get.
And I'm, but wait a minute, Rock. When I'm on the phone with her, and then she's taping my conversation to try to out me, what in the conversation shows that I had any relationships with her? None. People just want to think, because this is the first thing that society thinks of when a transgender comes up.
What was the purpose of even
blame
recording
society for this shit? Not Zena.
I know, Zena, you're so hot right now. You're fired up.
Yeah, because this is a hot you know why, Rob? Ask your husband Taco Bell how he would feel if people started saying that he was fucking with a trans. Go ask any real street nigga how they would feel if they was in his position.
But if you know you did it yourself, though, right?
And I'm tired of hearing that. Tired of hearing, if you know you, yeah, and I'm mad about it, and I get loud about it. I don't want to hear about you, because if I was quiet, it must be true. If I'm loud, it must be true. I don't give a flying fuck.
Oh, you definitely
anything.
Give a flying. Oh, you give.
Out
no,
that there is nothing on that recording that states that
you,
me and her
you definitely you definitely give. Oh, you definitely give a fuck because your blood pressure is hot as fucking fish grease.
No.
So
no,
you,
no,
you give
no,
a
no, no.
you give
when
a
anybody,
fuck.
No. I get upset when people are trying to oust me in their little blogs, in their little shit.
Well, number one, to even well, to, wait, time out. In real life, though,
I go outside. I'm not on the internet like 24 hours a day. I'm out here. And when I'm out here, nobody would ever approach me with that shit, ever, okay? This internet thing is different.
Yeah, but,
yes,
well,
I
mean, everybody knows there's gangsters on internet.
I'm a dude from the violent streets. That's where I'm from. I can't
yeah, I know. Listen, I mean, you had a shootout at your,
who,
you had a shootout at the, you had a shootout at somebody's service, you know what I'm saying, with your papa.
I've had many shootouts in my life. Just like 90% of probably the black, I mean, 50% of the black men in America have.
Yeah, well... that's a whole different subject, but Jesus, as far as Shauna Brooks go, though, I think that whole situation is wild. I don't understand how even the conversation was taped and what the purpose of the conversation was taped about. I'm very confused on that. But
you know the purpose.
No,
The purpose was to do what we do now, what everybody's worried about. To get clout, to try to get money, to try to out somebody. You know the purpose.
No, but it's not about outing someone, because there's no... Normally, it's not acceptable even to out people if you're gay. Let's go to that. Generally, you don't out someone if they're gay, that you let them out themselves. So that's number one.
So where's the gay community at defending me then?
I don't know if they are or not.
They always worried about getting defended. Well, now they have a renegade. So where's my defense at?
Well, in general, though, it's never any time is acceptable.
It's hypocrisy. It's hypocrisy. That's what
I know.
It is.
Well, because you're
when
well,
they're ostracized,
maybe we...
when gay people are ostracized, the heavens fall. I'm being ostracized, it's all right though. It's cool.
I mean, but then because the video though, and then she's saying as far as being a boy toy and everything. So of course. Everyone's feeling that you and her had a relationship that you just don't want to admit to.
And they're going to get sued. And the ones who printed it are about to be sued.
Yeah. So you're going to sue everybody who said something?
Every major platform that has slandered me, okay, is about to get sued.
Because you feel it's a slander situation.
I'm already working with lawyers right now.
Because you feel it's a slander situation, basically, that people are saying that you are messing with transgender than we are not.
Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you a little secret. If you're in a relationship with somebody, you cannot make accusations of them in a relationship. It has nothing to do with it. It could be with another girl, okay? It's slander if it's not true. If the reputation, if it's done erroneously, like, believe me, the lawyers have already looked over it and I have grounds. You got to remember. So I got sued by, she's now my friend still, Kim Osorio from The Source. She sued us for $5 million for sexual harassment and a bunch of other charges. All those charges was dropped. The only charge that stuck, we had to pay $1 million, was defamation. And it was because I did an interview on allhiphop.com that they used against me, and that's how she won. All the other, the sexual harassment, everything, they were all dropped. It was the defamation that kept. And believe it or not, these bloggers, these renegade bloggers out here, okay, they have no clue on how many times they have defamed somebody. And I encourage every artist, everybody out there who these people try to disrespect, get a lawyer, because you'll be surprised. You, because these people defame somebody probably on a daily basis. Okay. Cardi B, shout out to her and her legal team, because she was smart enough to finally go after, and she won that shit like this. Now, Tasha K got to run around and keep hiding money and not having nothing in her name, because once they find something in her name, they're going to snatch that shit. And she deserves it. You know what I'm saying? These
What gives these people the situation?
The profit off of trying to ruin people's lives? What gives them the right to do that? No.
Yeah. Okay, besides that, though, now you have 50 Cent KCON coming for you every single day.
Come on now.
But listen, why does 50 Cent want to keep on coming?
Hold on. I'm not going to stay on him. We're just going to talk the facts of this man. Because, again, I can't say too much because, it, you know, it's getting ready to go down. My thing is this.
What do you mean it's getting ready to go down, Zeno?
I'm talking. I got a whole lawyer team.
Oh, so on some lawyer team, not some street shit.
I got a whole firm that's getting ready to sting niggas in their assholes.
So you on 50's head?
Oh, listen, everybody that defamed me and slandered me is getting ready to get sued. Every single site, every radio guy, every personality, they're all about to be liable. And that's all I'm going to say. Now, again, back on this guy. We're talking about a man that I once helped. That after he had a situation at the Hit Factory, and he got stabbed, he came to my studio that was not even a block down, came in my session, and I actually called him a car service to get him to the hospital so he can get stitched up. He came down there and said, look, man, the track master, I heard you're a solid dude. All right, bro, what's up? Boom, boom. I guess he didn't have any money to take a cab. And I got him out of it safely. I did that. I didn't even know him. I've heard of him. I heard of his music, but that's the first time we met. Okay? Seen him in Puerto Rico again at a DJ conference. He was with Jam Master Jay, rest in peace. Came over, hugged me, took a picture. I don't even know what that picture is. The only two times I've ever seen 50 Cent. But we're talking about a man that is on paperwork, ratting. We're talking about a man whose lyrics that was used in federal indictments to indict a bunch of people.
Are you saying 50 is a snitch?
You know, he's the first 6ix9ine, you know, like the first hip hop rat. That's a fact. Now he's gone on to do great
but
things.
But how do you, so 50 Cent on papers?
Rock.
No, seriously, Rock. Is he really on papers for
Rock,
real?
Rock, you don't remember with Murder, Inc., he filed paperwork against Murder, Inc.? You didn't know this?
Benzino, I didn't know that he was on papers. No, I didn't know he's snitching out here.
Well,
no.
Back then, you had to take a pen and a piece of paper and write on that motherfucker and sign it. And that's what he did. Now, his whole career, he's been trying to dodge that and duck that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I ain't never had nothing. Even within the Eminem situation, we made songs, a couple of things, but it was nothing. Because at the end of the day, the man does. He's been successful in movies and everything. But all that tough talk he ain't. Now, he might have guys around him or whatever. I got guys, too. You understand what I'm saying? You know, a lot of guys that fell around him, too.
Fell.
You know what I'm saying? My thing is, Rock, I'm not going to, like, you could tell what type of man he is and what type of man I am. You know, throughout my career, I've always kept it 100. I can go through any hood in America alone, in any gas station alone, and get love from the grimiest people out there. The most, because that's what I am. We from the mud. We grimy. We get it from the mud, but we love it. We're great people.
I mean, he's from Queens, isn't that?
I get love from my people. You see what I'm saying?
Isn't Queens?
You know what I mean, I don't hide somewhere tweeting and trying to clown shit.
Is 50 not a street dude? Like he's not with it or nothing like that?
You can't be a street dude and rat on anybody. At that point, all your street credibility is gone. That's the problem with it. And you know, there's a lot of killers out there who done, you know, there's guys that done murdered a lot of guys who done informed. So it's not like they're not dangerous, but he ain't. He personally ain't.
So you think that 50 Cent, why does he 50 Cent want to come for you in general, Benzino? Like, what do you guys have? Where the beef? Where'd all the beef start?
Again, I'm
really confused. No, real shit though, Benzino, I'm really confused.
Real nigga.
No, I know. I said
I
I'm really
know, me being out here in these streets and meeting niggas all over the world. I only know the mind of a real nigga. That's why when you see real recognize real, I don't know the mind of somebody like him. I can't understand the thought process of somebody who has millions of dollars and wants to cause confusion over the internet and do like a lot of that shit is little girl shit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand the mind of that.
You say you only met him twice. So did you and him ever go wrong? Like on the second interaction
or
something?
The Eminem beef, I'm sure the Eminem beef strained the relationship because at the time he got signed to Eminem. And then
So he's just rocking with Eminem. That's why he's on your bumper like that. So that's why he wants to come for you.
Look, my thing is, you know, let him do what he do, and let's let the chips fall where they may.
Okay, so basically what 50 goes, right, it's a situation is that
he's
you're
posting
just
videos and picture of me, and I'm looking like a Greek god.
No, I said, so
he's
wait,
like
real
fat
quick.
Bastard on, you know, let me shut up.
No, wait, so as far as 50 Cent goes, right, you're just going to sue him. It's not going to be on no street shit where you have to get at him. It's just going to be on the,
listen,
like,
listen,
the,
we don't
the
talk
white-collar
street
stuff.
Shit on, we don't talk street shit on here, Rob.
Well, we don't. No. We don't talk street shit, but we're just on legal shit. That's what I'm saying. Are we on legal time or are we on street time? I just want to know what time we on.
My whole life's always been on street time. I'm a street nigga. I'm a die street nigga. My whole life is on street time. I represent those niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's because that's who I am. That's where I come from. I'm not. I didn't go to college. I didn't grow up with anything. I lived in the streets. I hustled in the streets. I got my name, my reputation from the streets. And believe me, when you put in work like that, you know, you're not trying to have your name dragged through the mud by anybody or your legacy played with.
Of course, nobody wants their legacy played with. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're on fucking corporate time, that's just not regular. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants their name solid out here. But I just said, as far as 50 though goes, you know, I just was so confused because then I just seen this morning, he posted a video of you as far as Althea and you caught Althea tricking. So I'm like, you know, I'm like, damn, what is going on?
Me and Althea haven't been together in years. That's an old ass video. But guess what though? You see how good I was looking on that video?
Benzino.
You see how ripped up I was looking at a 55 years old on that video? Man, that feels good.
I didn't even know that you and Althea have been broke up for years, so that's how fucking I'm off, so. I mean, I put you guys on the show only, like, fuck, what? That was, like, 2 years ago, so y'all haven't been broke up
that year. Zeno will be 7 this year. Me and her ain't talked for years.
It hasn't
that
been.
That happened years ago.
No, it hasn't. I put you on the show. I put you
a couple
on the
of years, maybe 2 years ago.
Yes, Benzino, I put you on the show 2 years ago. Exactly.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But that's what I mean. Like, 2 years is a long-ass time, yo.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's just crazy though, like, you know, for with the whole 50 Cent thing, I'm like, God damn, this dude keeps on coming for you every single second. I just wonder what happened though. I was so confused.
I mean, he's obsessed. That's okay. You know what I'm saying? He got 25 million followers. If he likes posting me with no shirt on his own Instagram, so be it.
So did you... And you haven't DM'd him and tried to talk to him and say, like, what's
DM'd
going on?
Him? Nah. Now, we don't DM, Rob. There's no reason to DM. DM for what? You know, so this is the internet, Rob. It'll be another story next week, and this will be forgot about.
It probably won't. it really probably won't, because he hasn't seemed like he has. It's been a week now, and he's been on you, your head heavy. He was on you, and he was on you, and
but yeah. I got more gym pics and videos, so he can know shit. I mean, he can post those, you know.
You, yeah, because he was definitely on for you and Young Buck, because, you know, I interviewed Young Buck the week before. So then that started his engine with Young Buck also. Then he switched over to both of y'all together.
Listen, man, as far as Young Buck, everybody needs to live their life. And you know, I respect people's lives. But what they do behind closed doors ain't got nothing to do with the Z-Star. You know what I'm saying? What Young Buck likes... I don't know what Young Buck's doing.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't know
what Young Buck's doing. I'm not with none of that. You know what I'm saying? Period. Word. Crazy, bro. It's cool because, you know, you gotta understand. People look at me like I'm like, you know, I must got that power. Cause since Eminem and everything and all these police videos and you know what I mean?
I mean, but
they gonna put all this shit is gonna put me back where I need to be.
Where do you need to be, Zeno?
Where everybody wants to be, back on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you feel that you're not on top right now because of?
I mean, you know, I came into hip hop and music, and then the Source magazine propelled me to a level of, you know. I've learned a lot. I've accomplished and I've given a lot to this culture and helped a lot of people in this culture. I've helped a lot of people.
When
I say on top is mean, you know, to the level of where I was financially before, of course. I mean, yeah. You know, again, I keep it 1,000, Rob. You know what I'm saying? You know, of course, when you say to, you know, that those are the levels that you want to be at. You want to get back on top. You want to get your bag. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm doing again. See, with me is when we fell from the Source, I still was out here getting money. I still was out here coming up with Hip Hop Weekly. I'm still hustling other things. I'm a natural born hustler. So I'm going to get to the bag. But to the level of where I was, that's where I'm
I mean, the
ready
Source
to go
magazine
back.
Was.
And that's where I need to be.
The Source magazine was one of the best magazines of hip hop ever to ever hit hip hop. Ever. So let's make that clear.
The number one that started all hip-hop magazines.
Yeah, the Source magazine was such a fucking big deal that I don't think that a person back then can ever take away the credit of the Source magazine for what it accomplished. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that's why you're not seeing those trends at all. So let's keep that a buck for sure.
You know people have selective memory and they say what they want to say. But, you know... There are people out there who do know my accomplishments and what I brought to the table and my involvement with the Source. And that is what keeps me going. That's the fuel. That's my gas. And, you know, that makes me feel good. It makes me feel loved. It makes me feel like, you know, that everything that I've done isn't in vain. All because, you know, it ain't been easy. Like, sure, you know, I've done amazing things. Like, I'm, you know, I'm getting ready to come out with my book. I mean, you know, I've done amazing things. You know, even the Love and Hip Hop thing, like people see me on Love and Hip Hop, but, you know, I've dated more celebrities than you can even imagine. You know what I'm saying?
Who are some of the celebrities that you dated?
I can't even right now, memory. I can't even say. You know what I'm saying? Like I've dated more record executives and artists, girls and wives you could even imagine. You know what I'm saying?
Like, which ones, artists, wives and girls?
You'll
I said, who is
all
Zeno?
Come out.
And
it'll
the book?
All come out.
When's the book dropping?
The plan. Zeno versus the Planet, the moment of truth. It'll all come out.
When is it coming out? When is the book coming out?
I had the Source. I had a hit record. We was making almost $1 million-something a month. Do you realize where I was at it one time?
Listen, I'm going to be real. I seen you. No, Zeno, I'll be real with you.
The places I was going.
I'm not going to front on you at all, and I won't front to the public. You know what I'm saying? I saw you in Miami, like in
I've had so many calls.
Like
a
Phantom,
man.
Back in the days, rolling down Miami at Ocean Boulevard, you know, sitting there, and all the little bitches was going crazy back then. You know, like I was like, okay, this is, you know, back when I was a young buck, and I'm like, shit,
did
you know,
that.
The story.
Whatever you see is being done now. That's what I did. The colored stones, all that jewelry. Zeno started a lot of that. You see, not even Jay-Z and Diddy was on that level back then. Shout out to them because they managed to be the most amazing moguls and amazing influences for our culture. But as far as back then, if there was a Forbes list, oh, the Z-Star would have been on top.
Who can you call?
No question about
it. Is there anybody in the industry right now that you can call to get back on top that would look out for you and be like, bam?
It's not even about looking out, you know, because I don't go for the lookout. I love the hustle. I love to get back to the dirt and the streets and then come back.
But you said you helped.
I love the journey. I love the putting work. I still go do little walkthroughs and pick up a couple of $1,000 in little towns that nobody's ever heard of. And there's a couple hundred people, and I'm taking pictures with every last one of them. And I'm going to the food truck and I'm talking to her about food.
Shout out to the food truck, though.
I don't believe in that celebrity shit. When I'm out there, it looks like I'm part of these people's families. Like the hood loves Zeno, and Zeno loved the hood.
Yeah, but you have, I mean, and shout out to your cooking, though. You do great on crap when you did the last shit with me on the last cooking show, whatever we
no
had.
No crabs cracking. Now.
Yeah.
I'm playing.
Yeah, you are serious when it comes to it, so the restaurant's going to go crazy, but...
You and the cameraman, where I'm killing those crabs.
Hey, easy. That shit was fire. Completely. But also, though, besides that, you and your daughter relationship, right? Why is it so broken, Zeno?
Because if I could try to say it maturely and really try to, because what I found out is a lot of people are going through the same stuff that I'm going through with their daughter. Broken homes and relationships, having a baby when you probably wasn't ready and then going through the relationship and not being married and not having a stable life.
Were you a bad?
It's a bunch of things.
Were you a bad father to her? Is that why?
Being in the entertainment world, being the only breadwinner, you know what I'm saying? The only breadwinner to try to take care of everybody, even siblings that aren't mine. You know, all this contributes to this notion, this false notion that the narrative has been put out that I'm a deadbeat dad, I wasn't there, that we was broke. And yeah, all that is pure D bullshit. First of all, when me and Coy's mom broke up and she was about 9, 10, I still left Coy's mother a nice big house that she ended up wanting to leave and sell, which we sold, and I gave her half the money. Still paid off her vehicle. You know, when I was with her, you know, for the last couple of years, I've been giving her $3,000-$4,000 allowance a month and buying her everything. She's never worked a day in her life when she was with me. And I'm not trying to put her down, but she didn't have to. I'm the breadwinner. I'm the man. This is what I do. She had two sons, older sons, that I took care of by different guys, that I took the pressure off of those guys. You know what I'm saying? We have to remember that, too. When you take care of other people's kids, you not only take care of the kids, you're also taking the pressure off the other fathers who doesn't have to do as much or anything at all. So when we broke up, I'm still giving $2,000 a month. Now, this is back then. $2,000 a month is worth something back then, even back then when she was 9, 10.
Yeah.
So if $2,000 a month is given for a family of her two older sons, my younger brother, that son that I had with her, and Coy, that's five people. That $2,000 is supposed to be for my two kids. And not saying that because I love the two boys. I took care of them. Did right by them. When me and her mother broke up, just like probably when people break up, I'm sure there's a resentment there. I'm sure after that, I went on, and those were the years of me blowing up, and then I'm on TV, and I'm on TV with other women. I'm sure that was probably, Corey's looking at that like, damn. Well, here we are. You know, they moved to an apartment, whatever, but the mother has to take some responsibility for this. It just can't come on my shoulders.
So
if I'm giving $2,000 a month for a 10-year-old.
Yeah, but some kids don't. I know, but Benzino, some kids don't realize about money. They realize about time. So you can give money. Financially is different.
Coy was with me 4 months out of the year. From the time she was 9 that we broke up, to the time she was 16, and lived with me twice, in Miami and in Atlanta. 4 months out the year, she was with me.
So why does Coy then...
4 months out the year, she was with me. Okay?
So why is the relationship broken?
And not just the money, I'm sending her mother all the school clothes, computers, whatever else she wanted, allowance. I wasn't counting that in that. All the stuff that I'm just doing with Koi when she's with me after 4 months, I'm still sending the mother money. See, Rock, I did everything overly right. I did it right. And so when Koi gets on these interviews and says the shit she says, all the people that was around me know that that's not true.
But why does Koi feel like that? You're supposed
you
to be...
Ask, listen again.
But why,
again
no, but again, Zeno, there again, has to be... No, listen real quick. There has to be something because a girl looks up to their father at all times normally, right? And there should be no situation if the father was doing right that she should feel so bad.
Listen. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
When you have kids by multiple women, the feelings of these kids you never understand. The feelings of maybe jealousy, envy, whatever it is that one kid has for another or one kid has for the situation, or if I'm with a woman and I'm not with her mother no more, who knows what plays, but this is what plays in these kids' minds, Raquel. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when Koi was, before all that, I was her hero. Once she started being 16, 17, and smoking and maybe rebellion, well, now she has to come live with me now. The mother sends her to live with me. So now it's like, hey, Koi, you got to do your homework. It can't be no smoking weed. You got to do good with me. If that didn't work, she goes back up with her mother, where her mother's more lean. I'm a street nigga. I sold drugs. I was in gang wars. I'm lucky to be alive. A gang of my niggas died. I've seen blood, guts, and the worst shit you've ever seen.
And you've been shot up a couple times yourself.
In the daytime. I've been through it. My mother's funeral. I've been through too much. You know what I'm saying? I understand all this, but I was there. Okay. Now, however Koi and her mother, however her mother made me out to be a villain, or whatever her mother put in her, in all the whatever it was, there's nothing I can do about that.
You can do about it.
I did what I was supposed to do, and I did it.
But what about
and
now?
I don't want credit for it because that's what fathers. But I did what
Zeno,
I was supposed to do.
Yes, but what about now? What about now? As far
what
as
about the, now, she's rich, she's famous, and she's blowing up.
Yeah,
so what
but
about
still,
now? Everything should be good. Why are you going on interviews talking about we was broke? And because right after I broke up with her mother, I was living on the beach in a brand new apartment, like in the sand, and she was coming to live with me. We wasn't broke. I'm sending money to your mother. You're with me almost half of the year. If the money's not getting to you, that's not my fault. The money is taking care of five, not two.
Okay, exactly, right? But right now, she's rich, like you said, famous and everything, the whole nine.
It's a beautiful thing, ain't
yeah.
it? And I'm so proud of her and her album. Please, if you haven't, download it. It's amazing. Get the album, Koi Leray. I love her, and it's true. Who can imagine? Like, that's my only daughter. I got a tattooed on my arm with my other three sons. Like,
yeah,
she's the princess. She's God's gift. Like, she was the like. There's no pit. Her mother had pictures of me, and like, I love my daughter. So whatever's going on, this new internet world and this generation, that it's bigger than Zeno.
It's not bigger than you because it's fixable, right? You guys keep on going back.
Listen,
but here's the
nothing,
problem. No, but Zeno,
you know,
right? No, listen.
As long as you want to, listen.
But why do you jump on the internet?
Nigger.
Listen.
I've been called a bitch ass nigga on the internet.
Yes.
I've been called broke. I've been called Love and Hip Hop ruined my career. These are all things that she said about me.
Yes.
Okay,
which
so,
can be
so,
disrespectful.
So if we're going to fix anything, like when I called her mother and said, hey, on this last situation, after the Breakfast Club, hey, can you just tell Koi if she has nothing nice to say about me, don't say nothing at all. Just tell the interviewer, don't even bring up my dad. Because I've done great things out here, and I get love.
But aren't you,
get love by my daughter, who I love dearly and will be there for at the blink of an eye, then I gotta fall back from that situation.
Yeah, but Dino, you know when you go on the internet though, right, and you go back and forth with your daughter, when you guys go be going back
listen,
and forth,
listen, Raquel,
that doesn't help the situation.
Listen, Raquel, you have babies now. You will never know what it feels when your grown child disrespects you and you was there every step of the way. You or nobody else will know how that
you know
feels.
What? I better not.
You know
listen,
how that feels,
listen.
I salute if they know how I feel.
I know.
It's unexplainable.
Listen, I'm gonna be real with you. I better never know how it feels because my kids better never disrespect me at any situation. Let's be honest as far as that goes.
There it is.
I'll go for that part, number one. Number two, I think that also I'm not going to carry it online, though, and be going back and forth with you because that's what
you
I'm not.
You don't know what you're going to do.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm not, Zeno, I would never.
If they're not calling you, and the only thing they're doing is, I have a teenage son right now.
If Justice decided to lose his shit and decide to come for me, he wants to be a rapper too and all that stuff, right?
Is he living with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
But he's about to move out.
But he has to
even
not live
if
with
he
you.
Was not living with me, Zeno, if he decides to try me, so help him God. That'll be the only time that he ever could try me, period. But I will not carry it back and forth, though, for the world to see, because you're her role model. You said you're her hero. So therefore, you can't go back and forth with her online. That's not the good look. That looks crazy.
Look it. When I'm going back and forth, it's not a going back and forth. I'm just refuting the lies and the things that she's saying about me. Because look, it's like this. I've almost been killed a few times. I went through hell out here. Why do I want to go through all this to have finally my daughter change the narrative of my legacy? A transgender who I've never met change them. Some immature guy on internet who hasn't figured it all out about who he is and come to terms with himself trying to pull. Like, I don't listen. The way these people do things, this is a new way of life. I come from the street. I come from where your kids would never disrespect you because they would be too scared. Like, I'm scared of my father. I would never say the things. Do you know, me and my dad, listen, we've always didn't see eye to eye. My dad's as gangster as they come. I was scared shit of him. But I would never, ever come on the internet and disrespect my father or mother. God rest
yeah.
his soul.
Well, can
I
you
would
guys,
never do it.
Can you guys go, can you and her go to counseling to make the situation better? Like, what can we do resolve
as long as,
the,
as, long
the
as
situation?
Her mother is hovering, as long as her mother's hovering over, that'll never happen. I see the play now.
So you and
but look, Raquel, we don't have to. I'm so glad that she's blowing up. She's making her own money. That alone takes pressure off of me. So God is good, man. We don't have to. You know what I'm saying? You know, she's, again, I'm the parent.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go to counseling. For my daughter to respect me. I ain't did nothing wrong to my daughter, so I don't gotta go to this counseling thing. And no, she gotta go to counseling, and she has to stop listening to people giving her falsehoods, and she has to stop letting this industry and the stars rule her world because these people are all fake and phony out here.
I mean, Hollywood
because
is fake as fuck.
Up,
I will say
loves
that.
You. When you're down, they don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah, but no,
everybody
Hollywood, listen,
that.
Hollywood is sick fucking world. Let's be honest. I mean, that's 100% accurate. I will say that because a lot of everybody, when you're on top, everybody will pretty much jump the bandwagon and, you know, be up on you. But the moment shit gets weird, the niggas get missing. So I will say that 100%.
Everybody knows how to be on top. I had a lot of money was on top, but nobody knows how to be here.
Yeah, but Zeno,
I
do.
Still be the same person.
Yes, but
see,
Zeno.
I can go back out there and the streets are going to embrace me.
Yeah, but I mean. Well, that's good. The streets should embrace you if you're a solid nigga. That's how the streets will be. The streets follow
on,
solid
Rock.
Niggas,
Come
period.
On, Rock.
So, like,
Come
that's
on,
just
Rock.
Where it goes.
I need that choir behind you right now, Rock.
Yeah.
I need that. Oh, I need that. Oh,
No,
man,
but that's,
I need,
I'm just
man.
Saying, if you're a street, if you're a real street nigga, then the
Let's
streets
go,
will
Rock.
Always fuck with you. That's how, that's just plain and simple. I'm good also anywhere, period. My nigga,
Taco
I'm-
Taco Bell's on Crenshaw, let
Yeah,
LA.
I stay Speak in the streets on a regular, like, let's be honest. But with you and though your daughter though, that really hurts me though. Honestly, real shit though, to see that like, damn, she's booming, she popping, and fucking you and her be back and forth, and I'd be like, damn, Zeno, like, what the fuck be going on? I really hope that y'all fix it though, real shit. And that's important.
I appreciate
though.
That, Rock. And you know what? I appreciate anybody who sees that and wants that because that's God in them and that's positive. So if it's hurting you, imagine what it's doing to me.
Yeah,
like, I know people see me passionate and they take it as anger, but it hurts, man. Like I be figuring out what did I do wrong. I know I wasn't perfect, but damn, like you know what I'm saying. For a street guy who barely graduated from high school, I did pretty fucking good by everybody.
But you should do better by her, especially right now. You should do, no, because regardless of all that, no.
She should do better by her father.
Yeah, no, but you're her father.
She should do better by her father.
Exactly. But you're her father, so you set the trend.
Yes.
That for her album, Trendsetter, you have to set the trend. That's 100% accurate.
I would never disrespect my father ever like that.
I mean, listen, even if you never would, right? And if she is doing that though, right? You know the entertainment world yourself, and it's sick as fuck out there. So you know is how many people can influence a situation, even to the worst. So you know your situation since you've been in that situation. So you should be the first one on that goddamn bandwagon of hers, hopping on saying, like, what's good? Like, let's get this shit real.
I can't be on a bandwagon of somebody, especially my own child that I gave flesh and blood. And I'm sure, I mean, her mother.
No, when I say I'm a bandwagon, no.
Her whole life. She's been around rap her whole life because of me. So I'm just saying, you think that in my mind, to me, she would be bigger if she embraced me and it was Doc, Benzino, and Coy. Because, you know, Coy for some reason thinks that, well, you have to have this hard luck story to put. No. Your mother and father were really about that lives. We were in the street. Her mom was a street girl in Boston. I was a street guy in Boston. Like, at the end of the day. But her father went on to do amazing things in this culture of hip hop. And if she doesn't recognize that, then I don't know what to say. You know, I do know this. I do know that these kids have no respect for people older than them. This generation, they want you to sit back and go sit in a rocking chair at 50 years old and thinking because, well, we wear the same clothes, but you're out of touch. No. See, if these kids realize that especially artists, if the older crowd embraces you, that's when you're a superstar. If you don't embrace the older people and disrespect them, call them dinosaurs, and think they're out of touch, you're not only disrespecting your parents, you're disrespecting the whole culture. Because these are the people that actually have money to buy your music. The young generation, a lot of them have no money.
I mean,
so they have to freely download shit. If I can give this generation any advice along with Coy, is to respect the history and the people that came before you and the older generation. Because believe it or not, this generation here of older people, of people in their 50s, we the flyest of them all.
Okay, as far as the respect situation, Benzino, you're her father. Therefore, the respect has to happen from you. Yes, but the respect has to happen from you as far as communication better.
It has to happen that way,
100%.
Again, Rob, when you love your child, respect is so much. Respect doesn't even have to be thought about when you love your child. A parent loves their child. A child respects their parent. That's how this thing
When's
is supposed
her birthday?
To go.
When's her birthday?
Somewhere along the line, Rob.
Okay, wait.
Got twisted and fucked up.
Benzino,
that's how it's supposed to be.
What month is
her
birthday?
It's not about parents respect their kids and no.
What month is her birthday?
On July 18th.
Okay, so on July comes, right? Are you going to call her and say, happy birthday, daughter, love you?
No, you said when's her birthday?
No, I said, yeah. When her birthday comes.
Her birthday's in May.
Yes, okay, so May is coming. That's next month. So next month, are you going to call your daughter and tell her happy birthday, I love you?
She doesn't pick up the phone.
It doesn't fucking matter. Are you going to call her and say happy birthday, Benzino?
She's not going to pick the phone up, so I just text it to her. Like I always do.
Good. So
I wouldn't mind a birthday shout out, a happy Father's Day. I wouldn't mind those either, though. You know what I'm saying?
But as long as you're going to put attempts in with your daughter, then this shit sometimes, hopefully, her heart and your heart can have a healing heart where we'll have communication the next step.
Listen, I'm happy that she's doing amazing things. She's very talented and sky's the limit for her. And she's able to provide for her family and God bless her. You know, whatever happens from here, Rock, we can hope for the best. But that alone right there is enough for me at this point.
Good. And what is enough for me is y'all fix the shit. So that's enough for me. It's for y'all to fix the shit. But real shit, I'm about to let you go. It's always real. I fuck with you the hard way, for reals.
Yeah,
yeah. You my peoples, you know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of all the fucking crazy shit you be having going on, I still rock with you. You know that.
Like, and I want to make some shout. Can I do some shouts out, please?
Yes.
And do not edit them, because it's very important to me, of people that love and support me.
Always.
I want to shout out I'm Benzino's Crab Trap, my partners, Big Sack, L.O., Free Lo, Daryl, and Sean. I want to send a shout out to my beautiful fiance, Ashley. I love you. I want to send a shout out to all my kids, Zeno, Taj, Koi, and Chavo. Look out for Chavo. He's on tour with Pierre Bourne. Also, I'm working on this thing called the Danza Project with my guys in Miguel in Miami. Shout out to Mafi over there and Sean Prez and DJ over there, Vlad. Shout out to all y'all, because all y'all been supporting me. And best of all, go pick up Zeno versus the Planet, produced by Mike the Rock Man and Taylor Lewis. I love you, Rock.
Wait, oh, Ditto, love you too. But wait, real quick, you said you're engaged now?
Yes.
Oh, when did you get engaged?
Well, I didn't officially give her the ring yet, but it's right around the corner. And I've been with Ashley for over a year now, and we're very much in love, and she's an amazing person. She supports me, and I'm happy as hell. You know, I want to say another thing. I mean, you know, it's like Zeno's kind of popping right now. Like, I don't know. I should be getting a call from a couple of reality shows. Me and Ashley's ready. What do you think?
Well, you know what? I casted you and Althea on the last one. So when I get back my casting game again, then I'm going to remember put you in my think tank for you and Ashley. So I got you.
I'm gonna send you her gram so you can see her. She's, man.
Yeah, you stay having baddies. All good.
That's what I'm saying, Rock. Hey, Rock, man. That's why I'm afraid, man. Taco Bell's on Crenshaw. Motherfucking best tacos in the whole motherfucking LA. Get that. God damn it.
Thanks, Vizito. I'll fuck with you. I'll talk to you later. All right, bye.